There is a spiritual application of the Palm Sunday. 今天哈，在基督教里面呢，普遍的都在庆祝这个主日，叫做棕树、棕榈树的主日，那个Palm Sunday. What is the spiritual meaning of this Sunday? What is the spiritual application of this day? It's been universally celebrated as a traditional Christian day. But, 我想我都可以说哈，都可以哈。We recall the story of Jesus riding on a donkey and entering into the city of Jerusalem. And then with this big crowd, the disciples had first took off their clothes, put the clothes on the donkey, and helped Jesus to ride on the donkey. And then there were others in the crowd who either took off their clothes and laid them on the road for Jesus to travel. And there were others who cut down the tree branches or the palm tree leaves and branches. And at the same time, and they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, the spiritual application of it is that Jesus riding on the donkey, it had been prophesied by Isaiah that, O daughter of Zion, thy king shall come. And this was a fulfillment of the prophecy in the Old Testament. Together with this was the king. Even though he had to suffer, we know that this week has been regarded as the Holy Week, in which Jesus went through a lot of sufferings in this last week. And of course, Friday is the climax of his suffering when he was crucified. But also during this week, when Jesus left some of the finest and golden teachings, everlasting truth that he has taught during this last week. So even though we have no donkey here, we have no tree limbs, we didn't take off our clothes, and let Jesus ride on. All of these things, when we apply spiritually to our life, it means that we're willing to humble, to be like a donkey, and let the King of Kings, the Lord, to ride over us. Meaning we exalt Him. We allow Him to be seen. You see, when Jesus riding into the city, they don't see the donkey, they look at the King, right? And learning to be humble, precious lesson of humility, we always endeavor to let the King to be seen. Even when we testify, we speak of Him, we lift up His name, we lift Jesus up. And of course, being a donkey means willingness to serve the Lord, to go wherever He wants, riding on us, whatever He commanded to do, we're willing to do that. See, the donkey had no desires or wishes of its own. So wherever the king wanted to go, and he just hobbled. Sometimes, people they talk to me and mention to me about my being in the ministry and at this age, and when I should have been retired and moved into a senior home. But I always tell them, well, the Lord has use for this old donkey, this aging donkey. And it's such a glory to be used of the Lord. The donkey, of course, would never realize that he shared the glory, he shared the praises. When people were shouting Hosanna in the highest, he was there too. He shared it. So when we are used of the Lord so willingly, so humbly, taking whatever low position that he desired, we share his glory. Mm. And oftentimes, I just feel such an honor to serve the Lord.
Mm.
Such a great honor. People may look at, you know, the pastor or the preacher in a different light. But in the sight of God, in the sight of those who know the King, and they know what an honor, what an honor to be used. What times I'm dreaded will be paid. 那个主耶稣说，那个做祭司的尊荣啊，不是人可以自己取的，乃是神所赐的。嗯，哈利路亚。那然后呢？嗯，and then of course in another application of this Palm Sunday is that the palm tree is a very tall tree. It has a lot of leaves. And it is also said that it bears much fruit. Now, the palm tree is the type of elegance and grace. It speaks of the majesty and the loving grace and the mercy of our Lord. So when these people, they took the palm tree's leaves and tree limbs, it says something. It says something. The Bible never records anything that does not mean anything. It means a lot. Now, when we speak of the glory of God, the mercy and the love of God, we are holding the palm trees in our hands. And when we remove our clothes and lay them on the donkey or the road that's used to travel, that means our we're just bowing down with all our hearts, even in a meeting like this. See, when our hearts are bowed down in worship, in admiration, in appreciation of the beauty and the glory of our Lord, that's when we were holding the palm tree or laying the clothes on the road. And they, the interesting thing about the gospel is that the gospels were written at the last, after all of the epistles, when the churches have received these teachings from the apostles, you know, and they began to realize what Jesus had done and said when he walked on the earth. Everything had a spiritual meaning, a spiritual application. They're recording the miracles that were recorded. They were not just miracles. You see, the word miracle is translated in the old King James English Version Bible as signs. You know, signs and wonders. Miracles. In the Chinese, miracles and strange things. But signs, we know what signs are used for on the highway. The signs that point you to some place. The signs, miracles are supposed to point us to Jesus. Unfortunately, people, when there's a miracle taking place, for instance, like a healing or the casting out of a demon, people usually would see only the miracles themselves. They fail to see the one who performs the miracle, who is Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a holy week. John brought up this day, what it means. He reminded us. He apparently wanted to make us aware of this week, what it means. We need, of course, to understand it not only from the traditional point of view or historical point of view, but especially from the spiritual point of view.
Mm-hmm.
The value of the scripture is its spiritual applications, its spiritual principles. That's why the Bible is everlasting. It's never out of date. Somebody, somebody remarked before, this woman, Catherine Kuhlman, who's used Might Be God and a lot of miracles, and she said once that the Bible is more up to date than the New York Times or the Washington Post or Wall Street Journal. Hallelujah. And then, of course, the entry of Christ into Jerusalem has been traditionally described as a triumphant entry, a victorious entry. In other words, Jesus is already, he knew. Every time he speaks of his crucifixion, sufferings that he was going to receive from the religious leaders, okay, he always mentioned the third day he was going to be raised. But disciples, they weren't paying attention to this last word, you know, this experience that Peter had when Jesus mentioned, "I got to go to your son, and I'm going to suffer, and then I'll be, you know, I'll be killed." Jesus says, "No, never. This shall never happen to you." And the Bible says, 中文呢，圣经啊是说他劝耶稣，耶稣说他要去耶路撒冷要受苦啊，要受死，第三天复活的时候，中文的圣经就说彼得哈就拉着耶稣劝他，可是英文的圣经呢是说他责备耶稣或者说教训，因为圣经啊用的这个字是 rebuke 是。 斥责或者是驳斥的意思，怎么可以？这个事情绝对不会领导你的。Because Peter, the reason Peter rebuked Jesus when he said he's going to Jerusalem, he's going to die, and he rebukes it, "The Lord, this shall never happen to you," because he wasn't paying attention to the last words he said. On the third day, I will be raised. The victory was already there, but Peter didn't recognize. So the Lord had to turn around and rebuke Peter, or to correct Peter, that you only care about the things of man, and you don't care about the will of God. There you listen. Now, another interesting aspect I want to bring up, I must read this with you. Revelation chapter 7. Hallelujah. Hang out. At verse 9 to 12. John, do you want to read it out loud for us?
"After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'"
我们12节一起来读那个中文啊，一起来读，好说好，Amen.
颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远。
第九节啊，第九节 verse 9说是他们身穿白衣 with white clothes and holding palm tree branches in their hands. Wearing white clothes, meaning they were perfected by God. They were totally transformed into the image of God. God's purpose was accomplished. God's will was done. And they are seen as holding the palm tree limbs. And then glory. The entry of Jesus riding on the donkey was a rehearsal of what was going to take place in heaven. And when we come and read the book of Revelation, we say, oh, that's me. That becomes a reality. They surround it, the throne of God and the Lamb of God. 就是把颂赞荣耀权力能力啊这些都在。那当我们在地上 while we are still on earth, this had been preacted, if you will, already, 2,000 years ago. And when we remember Palm Sunday, we are supposed to act it, not just outwardly, especially inwardly. Mm. Oh, hallelujah. Our King is in our midst. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, where two or three come together in my name, and there I am with them. Now we sing this chorus. It says, oh, come before his presence and glorify his name. His presence is already here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I was amazed to read some of these comments and responses that Mercy received and forwarded to me from these various e-school classroom places. When on last Friday in our teaching, somehow, we don't know what was wrong with the internet, but our transmission had been interrupted several times. But in spite of that, and the people wrote from different classrooms that, oh, the presence of God here is so real. The anointing of the Holy Spirit was so strong in spite of these interruptions. I was so amazed. These people were set into the presence of God. That even these outward interruptions, we're in the middle of teaching and then we're listening, these interruptions, I guess God allowed these interruptions so that he could convince these classroom students that he has set his presence there. Nothing can shake it. We read, of course, Hebrews chapter 12, where we said we have received the kingdom which is unshakable. 不能震动的国在我们的里面。And that's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within us and it's unshakable. When I talk about this now, I tend to shout. Hallelujah. We have a kingdom already established. That the presence of God is the kingdom of God. Where the king is, there is the kingdom. Where the king is, there is the presence of the king. Hallelujah. And we need to spend more time waiting on the Lord. More quiet time. The Bible teaches very plainly that in quietness and confidence or trust or faith, in quietness and shall be yours. they that wait upon the Lord shall renew or regain their strength. So it's so important for us to make time and to be quiet and still before Him. And I'm so glad that these students in our e-school, online school, they've learned over a short period of time, they've learned to wait on the Lord and thereby allowing God to set His presence within them to the extent that in spite of these interruptions during the middle of a lecture or teaching, and they remained in the presence of God. They were conscious of the presence of God throughout. Oh, hallelujah. So come, let's just come before His presence and glorify His name and love Him with all our hearts. Come into His presence and then receive peace, inner peace, rest, and to go deeper in the Lord. Hallelujah. So hey, I'm so glad that we, John brought up this subject of Palm Sunday. I wasn't going to speak on it all, but when I woke up this morning, I also realized that this is Palm Sunday in Christianity. And Friday is Good Friday. The next Sunday is Easter Sunday. You see, in spiritual application, all of these have already become reality in our life, in our walk with God. But it's just that as Christians, we observe the traditions, various traditions. But Christ has been risen. Easter is already in our heart. We don't have to wait until once a day to celebrate the resurrection of Christ. Christ lives within my heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then on Friday morning, we, in our classroom, one of the classrooms suggests that shouldn't we have communion on Friday in the e-school? How can I say no? That is the day.
Yes,
and this will be the first time I will serve communion on something like a television or the radio before. We already told the classroom leaders to prepare, you know, the bread and the cups and, oh, hallelujah. We looked wonderful. So that we all will be melted as we remember the death of Jesus. Remember the love, what He's done. What a salvation. What a Savior.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 我们再把这个中文唱一唱，好吧？刚才我们唱了两遍的英文。 We sang it twice in English now. Let's sing once in Chinese. 第四首。 一起站起来，然后谁有什么感动啊，都可以跟我们自由的来分享，真的，一起站起来，赞美主。
Thank you.
transcend the image of thy truth and the beauty of holy dust. O Yahweh, you Jesus, O gracious Redeemer, we praise him for he loves us and brought a great salvation.
主啊，你住在最高的荣耀里，竟然为我们降卑，来到地上，去到罗伯的心上，骑在一个小驴驹的上面，进入耶路撒冷，为我们受苦、受羞辱、受鞭打，最终被钉在十字架上。主，我们不知道该怎么来奉献你下来。
How we worship you.
Yes.
How we bow down before you with all our hearts. Oh, hallelujah. The King of glory. The Lord of glory. The one who comes from the highest and down to the lowest, the Lord, taking the form of a man and a servant and obedient to all
this,
determined.
Wonderful all Jesus. The way. Wonderful Jesus.
Oh, you obey God.
Hallelujah.
Even unto death. Ooh, and death on the cross. Therefore, God has lifted you up and given you. O Lord, the name that is above every name. O Jehovah, yes. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Oh, hallelujah. We don't know how to lift you up, Lord. Just with our heart, Lord. We want to exalt you. We want to lift you up. Lord, all we can say is, Hosanna in the highest, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hosanna in the highest. Lord. All the glory be unto you. Oh, yeah.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord.
Thank you.
And this is one of the 一起来到。 再来第一节能够唱中文的就唱中文的第一节 Verse 1 again.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lord's upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly elders shout, come ye Jehovah.
那些法利赛人听到了好像不喜欢厌烦就跟耶稣说他们还称耶稣夫子你要责备你的门徒耶稣回答说如果他们不开口那这个石头都会呼叫起来都要来感谢赞美 在这样的聚会里面，真的每一个人都在开口来感谢神，即使是一两句啊，都是好的。要不然我们还是落在那个传统形式。哦，赞美，哈利路亚。
Always be free in the spirit. We should not allow anything. You don't have to pray or speak in English or Chinese. Just be free. The important thing is to express. Yes. Express our worship, our praise for the one who is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Choose your freedom, your time.
Oh Lord, we just. Lord, we want to give you glory today, Lord Jesus. Oh, because you are our God, Lord Jesus. You are our God, and we are your people. We just want to give you praise. We praise your name, Jesus. Jesus, the precious name, Lord Jesus. Oh, for all that you've done for us, Lord. We just want to lift your name up, for you are our King, Lord. Oh, Jesus, as you ride into the city, we worship you and all the angels. And all the elders bow down and worship you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for today. Oh, come to us.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to you, Jesus. You are closer than a brother or a friend to me. Indeed, you are fairer.
Yes, Lord.
Fairer than the lilies of the valley.
Yes,
you are to all of us. We lift you, we praise you, glory be to Jesus, glory, wonderful counselor, glory, O Prince of Peace, glory be to you, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord,
thank
you. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Yes.
是的，主耶稣，欢迎做我们的王。主耶稣，主啊，你来我的心里做王掌权。主啊，我愿意从高处上下来。
Teaching us how to worship the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
we shouldn't think that we know how to worship the Lord, as we should never think that we know the Scriptures, except only when the Holy Spirit comes and teaches us. The anointing which we have received from the Lord teaches us in all things. And I sense very definitely the Holy Spirit was lifting us to the throne of Christ, was teaching us how to worship Him. I felt the Holy Spirit was wanting to turn this meeting, this morning's meeting, just to a truly worship service.
Yes.
Not to do any preaching. If we are sensitive enough, you see, to the Holy Spirit, how He is moving. The last several Sundays, and I've been talking about, the Holy Spirit led me this, how to participate, how we should function. And the Holy Spirit led me. What we have just heard, of course, has led me to another aspect of Christ's triumph entry into Jerusalem. And that is the humbling and the emptying the Lord of Himself. And we read in Philippians chapter 2, says that even though He was equal with God, He did not rob His place. And He humbled Himself and took the form of man. And He became a servant. And He was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now that whole picture that we have described and is recorded in four Gospels, perhaps, you know, different ways. And you see there this man who was equal with God, and He humbled Himself. And there He is entering into Jerusalem. From the earthly aspect, He was to suffer. He was to be humiliated. He was to be spat on. He was to be whipped. And finally, He was to be crucified. And when we think of where He's coming from, He was equal with God. He had the same glory as the Father had, and yet He humbled Himself. And from the human point of view, you know, maybe in the sight of Satan also, He was being defeated, and then He fell. But from the heavenly point of view, it was such a beautiful picture of a glorious King humbling Himself, emptying Himself, became a man, a servant, and that He was obedient. He went to the cross because He was obedient. He died on the cross because of His obedience. Oh, His obedience. Wherever you find obedience, you find the beauty of Jesus there. Wherever you find pride, you find the devil there. It's just as simple as that. Oh, how He deserves our worship, our praise. And no wonder the Holy Spirit was trying to lift this meeting up into a spirit of worship, just worship. He was really making this service, this meeting, this morning, a worship service, a truly worship service.
Yes, Lord.
That we all Amen. Will bow down. Oh, 那个圣灵带领的聚会，我必须要承认，只有圣灵啊，知道怎么样来高举父神，来高举羔羊。我刚才说，如果不是圣灵教导我们的话，我们读圣经也不明白，我说的那个圣经的那个属灵的意义，那个经义，我们只能从字面上。 我们对那个圣灵，对那个圣经的那个经义的明白， 也是圣灵的开启，还有圣灵的教导，圣灵借着环境，借着我们实际的经历来教导我们，这就是保罗所说的。我们刚才所听到那个腓立比三章第十节，那个只有在经历中我们才能够明白保罗在说什么。前一半比较容易，哦，好的，我晓得认识耶稣，并晓得他复活的大能，并且和他一同受苦。如果我们没有经历过受苦，我们就不知道保罗在说什么。还有效法他的死， becoming like him in death， it's a process of becoming like him. It's not just knowing, you know, that he's dead. It's becoming like him in death. In other words, how Jesus died to himself. The death there, does not mean the crucifixion.The death on the cross, the dying of himself, the Apostle Paul says, you know, we always bear the dying of Jesus so that the life of Jesus might be manifested in our mortal bodies. Now, unless the Holy Spirit brings you into this actual experience, we would not understand what it means, by becoming like him in death. In other words, unless we learn in our daily life that we die unto ourselves, we die unto our own ideas, our own wishes, our own plans, we die everything that's come from the self and the flesh. And it's a process of becoming.
Yes.
And it is only when we learn to carry the death or the dying of Jesus in our daily life, like Amy Carmichael, she said, there is a chance to die every day. How true. And we would not understand what it means. And we would not experience the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's all linked together. But oh, how we need the Holy Spirit to be with us, filled with the Spirit, and to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. And there are some people, you know, who like to control others, and people don't like to be controlled by others. But we have no choice when it comes to dying with Jesus. We must be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Our thoughts, our temper, our moods, our words, gradually, little by little, as we learn to yield ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit, who is so real, dwelling within us. And the Apostle John says, oh, this anointing is real, not counterfeit. Therefore, be taught as you are taught by the anointing, and you abide in Christ, and you're connected. You stay attached to him. That is how. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank God for the way his Spirit has led our way this morning. Oh, he's so real. His presence is so wonderful. Hallelujah. And he truly brought us a little closer to Jesus, to the Lamb on the throne, literally, spiritually, sadly. Hallelujah.
Have I no way, Lord?